Hello again, everybody. I'm Snapper Lancaster. Welcome you to another edition of the Central Alabama High School Sports Show. This podcast is part of it. It's being brought to you by State Farm Insurance. And say, looking for an insurance agent and staff team where customer service is a priority? Agent Alan Jardot has been serving customers in the Birmingham and Trustville area for over 45 years. His office is located in Trustville, and they're ready to serve all of your insurance needs, whether it be auto, home, life, or health. Give them a call today at 205-661-3420 or just drop by at 7299 Gadsden Highway, right next door to the Emergency Pet Care. Once again, that's on Highway 11 in Trustville. And in this first segment, we're going to be visiting with an outstanding basketball coach. As a matter of fact, his team almost won a championship, which means there was only one team that they had to get by. And it was a real close game. Hazel Green, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it, coach?
That's true.
And but come away with second place, which I was telling the coach, Scott Blair, that that's not a bad thing. And so everybody wants to win that championship trophy, but coming in second, coach has a fantastic job, fantastic season.
Thank you.
Awfully good to see you again. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been about 3 years, but it's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Well, as we get into this a little bit, tell people that might be seeing you for the first time a little bit about your background and how you ended up here at McAdory High School coaching the girls' basketball team.
I started off as a JV coach over at Pelham High School and did that for about 4 or 5 years. Applied and interviewed for a job here. And was hired. It was my first head coaching job for girls basketball. Been here 5 years, and that's pretty much how I got here.
Well, and one thing about it too, coach, every coach's ambition once they become a head coach is to win championships, and that's why you play. But I wonder about your philosophy about this, and I ask coaches this a lot of times, but if kids give you everything they've got, and in my book, I'm old school, 100% is the best it gets. If they give you that, you can't walk off, in their case, the court, being disappointed that unit. They just got beat by somebody a little bit better. And I'm one of these that believes if they give all the effort they can, a coach can't be dissatisfied with his athletes.
Yeah, we talked about that after the state championship game. You know, we have kids that play hard every game. You know, that's pretty much been our motto and our mindset from day one. When, you know, we got a team that's committed to winning, a team that's committed to excellence. We got girls who fight and scratch and claw for every loose ball. They get on the floor for, you know, loose balls and rebounds and things like that. And, you know, I had a coach ask me about 2 weeks ago after we had just beat them, you know, what do you do? How do you get your girls to play so hard? And it's nothing that I do. It's a decision that the girls make. You know, I can do everything I can as a coach to draw up plays and come up with a good strategy and things like that. But it's a mental decision on their part to whether they want to play hard. And I'm just very blessed to be at a place where I had a team of girls who made that decision to play hard every night.
And as you got into this season, you've had pretty good teams. As you got into this season, did you have any idea that your girls were going to play to the level that they did this year?
Well, we've had a pretty good run. You know, my first year it was rough. You know, we won 11 games. It was my first year as a head coach, and a lot of these girls came up and played as an eighth graders. And, you know, as ninth graders, my second year, their second year, we got a little bit better. We improved our wins. We had 15 wins in year two. But we had a lot of talent. And then the third year, that's when, you know, I became a better, you know, a lot more experienced and a better coach. The players were in the system for a while. And we made it to the first regional in girls basketball history. You know, we didn't win, but it was the first year we had 24 wins was the school record. First time we'd ever won the area outright, and only the third time we'd won the area tournament in school history. So, you know, that was a big year for us in year three. You know, year four was the same. We had 24 wins, same group, pretty much the same group came back. You know, we lost a D1 player, but we still had a lot of the core kids coming back. You know, won 24 games again, won the area again. And lost a heartbreaker to a very good team at regionals again for the second year in a row. But, you know, coming into the season, it was very high expectations. We were very successful in the summer. We only lost one or two games, played a lot. But, you know, we took a tough blow when we lost our starting point guard 3 or 4 days before the season started. So after that happened, expectations kind of leveled out, you know. But once we played that first game against a very tough Hewitt Trustful team, you know, we were right there with one of the best teams in the state. And I felt like after we played that game, the expectations were back where they needed to be.
Well, let me ask you this. Did it surprise you? One thing that I'm curious about, girls basketball has come a long way from where they used to play all offense, all defense. And it seems like to me the basic difference, and I want you to expand on this a little bit as time gets away from us, but the girls seem to handle the mechanics of the game better where the guys play above the rim. And it's like they specialize in executing the way we're supposed to. And how do you feel about that? And the way they play, it seems to be getting better and improving every year.
That just comes with, you know, practicing the fundamentals every day. We spend time dribbling every day. We spend time passing. And, you know, we're not just out there X's and O's running drills and things like that. We're actually doing the little things, shooting free throws, you know, an hour or two every week. So that's the main part of it. You know, we try to create a team that can – we try to be a team that can do it all. You know, we're not trying to just play fast or play slow or, you know, play out of the post or just shoot threes. You know, I feel like a championship team needs to be able to do it all and be able to, you know, change throughout the year. And that's what we did. We improved throughout the year. We changed. We adapted. We evolved. And that's what made us the team that, you know, got us to the state championship.
Well, last question. After this one game away from a championship run, what does it look like next year? Do you have a lot of experienced girls coming back, and do you have some help on the way?
Well, you know, losing 7 seniors is definitely going to be tough.
Wow.
You know, these girls are the heart and soul of the Lady Jackets, and you take that away, and it's definitely going to be tough to replace. But with that being said, you know, we've built a program. We just didn't build a team. So there are some girls coming. There's some, you know, we'll return one starter who's been playing with the varsity since the 7th grade, Jordan Austin. We'll have a couple other juniors and sophomores that'll, you know, have one more year of experience that actually got on the floor during regionals, and they got on the floor at the Final Four. And some of them even got on the floor at the state championship game. So, you know, the future is bright, but it's very tough to replace the kind of talent and the kind of kids that we had that'll be leaving. It'll be tough.
Well, Coach, once again, it's awfully good to visit with you again, especially after such an outstanding season.
Thank you.
And wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you.
Coming up for next season, okay?
Appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to visit 3 young ladies, very instrumental in the great season they had this year. We'll be right back.
Sometimes it's all about training. Other times, competing. But every so often, it's about healing. Andrew Sports Medicine's world-renowned team of doctors, surgeons, and specialists use leading-edge technology to treat your specific injury or condition to help you overcome anything. To schedule an appointment, call Andrew Sports Medicine 24 hours per day, 7 days per week at 205-939-3699.
And folks, welcome back. This segment of the show is being brought to you by Hamburger Heaven. And say, folks, the next time we go out to eat, why not Hamburger Heaven? They have the best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and fries in town, and finish that meal off with one of their award-winning milkshakes. They have 4 great locations to serve you, the original on Highway 280 in Homewood, Irondale, and Gardendale. And remember what the snapper always says, for a hamburger that's out of this world, it's Hamburger Heaven. And in this segment, we're visiting with 3 young athletes. All of them are seniors that had a terrific season this year. Came once 7 points away from winning a title. That's pretty impressive. So what I want you to do, young ladies, is each of you introduce yourself, tell me your grade and what position you play, and we'll start with you.
My name is Kaylin Queeksy. I am in the 12th grade, and I am the shooting guard.
I'm LaCoria Mays. I'm a senior, and I play small forward.
My name is Lauren Powell. I'm in the 12th grade, and I'm a center.
Okay, now, girls, this is the obvious question, but we'll start with Kaylin here. Going into this season, did you have any idea that y'all had the talent and the desire and the work ethic to almost win a state championship, come so close, but it was a fantastic season?
Absolutely.
You did?
I did.
No, I think this may go back to what the coach was talking about as well. And LaQuaria, y'all have been playing together a while, right? So
yes,
that
sir.
Had to help. And seniors, the coaches always expect senior leadership. And LaQuaria, what I want you to expand on is team chemistry. It's so important when the team players like each other, get along well, have the same type, work ethics. Talk about the team chemistry of this year's team.
Everybody was just close. And then especially us seniors, us having seven seniors and being in the same grade, being around each other every day and all getting to play basketball, something we love to do, that just, you know.
Well, okay. All right. Now, Lauren, I'm going to let you continue on that path. Being a senior and the leadership that's expected out of seniors, did it ever in your mind, did you expect anything less than what y'all did this year?
No, I didn't. We worked hard for this all summer. We worked hard preseason. We worked hard in the weight room, just working out. So we knew that we'll eventually, if we continue to work hard, this will be it.
Well, I tell you what, y'all played a fantastic game and just come up a few points short and got to be tickled to death with the season you had. Now, I know two things about you girls before you even sit down. One is you're good in the classroom, mm-hmm. because if you don't qualify, you don't make it to the basketball court, do you? And,
right.
of course, it's evident you're pretty good on the court. So what I want to know, and we'll start with you, Kaylin, all that schoolwork, all that practice and playing, what in the world do you do to unwind and just relax and get away from that pressure?
Go out to eat, relax at home, just chill, maybe some Netflix, just to take your mind off stuff. You know, it can become a lot sometimes, trying to balance the two. So, you know, you just do something that you enjoy doing in your free time.
Right. There's not a lot of it,
but
we take advantage of it, right?
Right.
How about you, LaQuaria? Talk about what you might do.
Probably hang out with some friends, you know, stay at home, watch some movies.
Yeah, well, that takes stress away. Lauren, how about you?
Sleep, watch TV, movies, everything
like
that.
Yeah, well, you got to get that strength back somewhere, too. So that rest is very important as well. Now, one thing I like to ask young ladies, because I know young guy athletes in particular, some of them have what you call things they feel like they need to do, superstitions, for lack of a better word, to prove it, to appear with it. Do you have anything that you have to do a certain way, you dress a certain way, or y'all warm up a certain way? You know what I'm talking about, that you feel like will make you play better. And we'll start with you, Kaylin.
Me personally, I don't have any, but the one thing I do before every game is pray. I say the prayer before every game.
Okay. Now, we're going to get back to that in a minute, but I'm going to shock you with something in a second. LaQuaria, how about you?
It's funny that you asked that, because I actually had, we were wearing our white pretty much through all the playoffs, and I had lost my socks and got some socks from somebody else. And it seemed like I would play good with those. And I asked the person that gave it to me, I'm like, should I switch back to mine because I found them? They was like, no, just keep them on. And I don't really believe in it, but it's just, yeah.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes mentally we think it helps, right?
Yeah.
How about you, Lauren?
Yeah, I got to have the same socks, the same headband. I can't switch nothing up. I can't.
People shy away from you because you wear them same socks game after game? Or I bet you wash them, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, here, let me tell you the truth about all that, okay? Sometimes mentally it works for us, right? But the truth is it's your ability. to get the job done that makes all the difference in the world. That's what it is. It's not the little things we think up here. It's the things we do right here, right?
Right.
Well, girls, I tell you what, y'all did it just about as good as anybody does it. Now, y'all left some work for the kids to do behind you, because they probably saying, we come up one game short, we're going to take it all next year, right?
Yes.
Right? Proof is in the pudding. They'll have to do it, okay?
Yes,
but listen, what a fantastic... Oh, very quickly, all of you seniors. So where off to college, where are you going?
I'm actually not playing basketball in college, but I'm going to AUM.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know what you might want to do one day?
I become a nurse.
Really? You don't think you want to be a basketball coach like Coach Blaine?
Maybe
in your spare time.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about you, LaGoya?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, undecided. That's a popular university. Yeah. Okay. Good luck wherever you go.
Thank
Lauren?
I'll be playing basketball at AUM.
Okay. Good. Last question, girls. To this point in your young life, who's been the most inspirational person or persons?
My parents and Coach Blair.
Okay.
Yeah, same.
Parents and Coach Blair. Okay.
My dad.
Well, good for you. Parents, our parents are always for us and with us, and our coaches are always leading us. Girls, a fantastic way to finish your senior season. I'm sure you'd have liked that one more win, but you accomplished a ton. And you girls have all played long enough. You see your team grow year after year, right?
Yes, sir.
Listen, I wish all the luck for you in your college days ahead. And you gave this school some thrills they won't ever forget, okay?
Yes, sir.
And we're going to take a quick break. We come back, another coach and more athletes. Don't you go away. It's just, he's pointing this guy. Keep pointing me. I don't know why.
Stretch, workout, sweat, repeat. When it comes to fitness, you go 24-7. Now, so does Andrews Sports Medicine. So when an injury interrupts your routine, Andrews offers 24-7 scheduling for most appointments. Andrews Sports Medicine can help you overcome anything, including time. Call them 24 hours per day, 7 days per week at 205-939-3699.
Folks, this podcast is being brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Looking for an insurance agent and staff team where customer service is a priority? Agent Alan Jardot has been serving families in the Birmingham and Trustful area for over 45 years. His office is located in Trustful, and they're ready to serve all of your insurance needs, whether it be auto, home, life, or health. Once again, give them a call today at area code 205-661-3420, or just drop by 7299 Gadsden Highway, right next to Emergency Pet Care on Highway 11 there in Trustful. And then we're changing sports. In this segment, we're going to be talking with the boys soccer coach from McAdory High School. And, of course, we're talking with Lee Champion. Coach Champion, good
Thank
to
you.
See you.
Thank
and
you.
Before we get this interview underway, I want you to tell us a little bit about your background for people that might be seeing you for the first time and how you ended up coaching the boys soccer team here.
Sure. I'm actually from a little town called Wadawi, Alabama, and I'm actually an animal science agronomy and soils major, so I'm the ag teacher here. I teach horticulture. I have been at McAdory for 15 years. When I started teaching, my son was in kindergarten, and the kids realized that their younger siblings played with my son on soccer teams. So we tried for years to start a soccer program, and we were successful 5 seasons ago. So we started it 5 seasons ago. Yes, I'm a soccer mom that turned into the soccer coach.
Well, let me ask you this, and this is probably the normal question to ask. Did you play soccer growing up?
Well, in Wadawi, it's a little 2A school, sometimes a 3A school. No.
No.
There are no soccer programs.
What turned you on to soccer, other than being a soccer mom? Was it your kids?
It was a flashing red letters from the Y saying that you could sign your child up as young as 3. And he was very hyper, and it was a way to get his energy taken care of. So, and from there, just fell in love with it. It's a fast game. There's a lot of activity. You don't get bored.
Right.
You know, young kids get bored playing t-ball.
Right.
And I knew that wasn't going to work out for our family. So we started soccer. And from there, we just went through.
Well, we'll go ahead and ask this question. It's a little bit unfair to ask you, no longer you've been in it, but yet it's a fair question. You've seen soccer grow through the years.
Yes, in this area, very much so. Very much so.
And I wonder sometimes, this is my personal opinion, you may have one of your own as well. I think a lot of the kids got involved in soccer because parents thought there would be less injuries in soccer than football.
Yes, you're
although
right.
Although you can't get hurt, but it's not as frequent, I don't think, in soccer. So would that be one of the main reasons that soccer's picked up in popularity?
I think that, and not everyone wants their kids to play baseball because right. They don't want that injury from the ball hitting them in the face. I remember that too. So, and I think when they're young, you can have your girls and boys on the same team sometimes, and it mm-hmm. works out. So it's good for parents. I think they like the schedule when they're young. It's a good you play once a week, you practice once a week, and those when you're terribly young. But I also think parents just like there's a gathering, there's a camaraderie, there's a following of soccer now. And it has migrated down from the northern states and from the western states. So.
Well, in your 5 years, talk about how you've seen soccer grow in just this area as well as the Jefferson County area.
I think before we were afraid to add that sport. I think being, McAdory was known forever being the football team, a baseball team, basketball team now. But I think we need to reach out to other students also and kind of include everybody. So that was a way for us. We definitely had a niche here. We had students that needed a home to play in, and they didn't want to play football.
Right.
And I think and another thing with the football is our football players here at school are amazed at how conditioned the soccer players are, and they admire that. And, of course, we started the girls' program also at the same time. But it's definitely been good for us. It's been great for the community.
Is it the nature of the sport, or was it a any kind of rough transition coaching the boys as compared to the girls? Or is the similarities of the sport and the way that you play it not that much different for a boy or a girl?
I think it is a little different. Boys are definitely more physical.
Mm-hmm.
The energy is different. I will say I'm the ag teacher, so I mostly teach boys. I grew up on a small farm. So I'm used to being around mostly boys.
Right.
And I only have a son, so I believe it's easier for me to relate to the boys.
Well, in talking about how have you seen the sport grow in the 5 years that you've been here?
It's amazing. Just from being in the Metro tournament, we have a lot of the coaches in the area. We try to beg another Jefferson County school or a Birmingham City school to join in the Metro tournament so that we're all represented in the Metro area. But it's definitely a much more popular sport than it was even 5-10 years ago.
Have you seen the number of young male athletes start coming out more to play soccer? Are the numbers increasing?
Yes. We have more interested. We have students who may play multiple sports. There's a young man playing for us this year that normally would play football, but we begged him and he kind of begged us, and we needed a goalie. He was a receiver, so that worked great for us. He's a great goalie.
And so the transition into the sport here in the school, you have seen it grow in a very positive way in those 5 years. Your teams have gotten better.
Yes, they have.
With more experience. A
lot better.
And so going into next year, as our time gets away from us, going into next year, what does it look like? Of course, you've got this season coming up.
Right.
Senior laden, you got a lot of seniors.
We do. And we do have a lot of seniors.
Does that sort of indicate that, one, you'd have an experienced team, and by having an experienced team, is it going to be one that experience is going to mean more wins?
Hopefully so. Absolutely. But I will say we have also a huge class of freshmen. And some of the freshmen either are cousins or younger siblings of former members. So they've been around. And they may try to, sneak in practice occasionally when they were younger. So, and it's also good to see that freshman class because you're, if you have that many freshmen, and also we're hoping that the middle school's going to start a program. So we'll have that growth from the middle school also.
Well, I tell you what, it sounds like you're a coach that enjoys not only the sport
right.
that you coach, but enjoy working with the boys and a lot of that because of your son.
Right, and, absolutely. He helps me coach, you know, when he watches the videos after the games. You know that.
Well, absolutely. and I know you listen to his input.
Oh, always.
And every once in a while, he probably makes a pretty good point, right?
He does.
Well, I tell you what, it sounds like you're in a good place for you and your program.
We are. And we're thankful. The first year was really rough. If you know, purchasing goals, very expensive. So, but we're over that point now. We're past that. We're just working on building a team and having fun.
Well, I was going to say, now we want to have fun, but we're going to add one thing to it. We're going to try to get us a championship along the way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Coach, awfully good to see you. Look forward to visiting with some of your athletes, and the best of luck this season.
Thank you.
And, folks, we'll take a quick break. We come back, we are going to be visiting with three young athletes, and we're going to find out what they think about their upcoming season. We'll be right back.
Sometimes it's all about training. Other times, competing. But every so often, it's about healing. Andrew Sports Medicine's world-renowned team of doctors, surgeons, and specialists use leading-edge technology to treat your specific injury or condition to help you overcome anything. To schedule an appointment, call Andrew Sports Medicine 24 hours per day, 7 days per week at 205-939-3699.
Say, folks, the next time we go out to eat, why not Hamburger Heaven? They have the best hamburgers, cheeseburgers, and fries in town, and finish that meal off with one of their award-winning milkshakes. They have four great locations to serve you, the original on Highway 280, Homewood, Irondale, and Gardendale. And remember what Snapper always says for a hamburger that's out of this world. It's Hamburger Heaven. Now, we got three young athletes here, and... Oh, I know. Jeffrey, what grade are you?
12th.
Senior. And how about you, Santiago?
12th grade.
12th as well?
Yes, sir.
Santi. And George?
Senior as well.
Oh, three seniors. Okay. Now, Jeffrey, cornerback.
Center back.
That's close. Nice. That's snap. That's really not. Tell me what your job is.
Last line of defense. Take goal.
Right. Okay. Well, that's pretty doggone important because the last line in every sport, and correct me if I'm wrong, in every sport, defense is important. If the other team don't score, you got a chance to win one, don't you? Okay. All right. Santi.
All right.
You're a midfielder?
A midfielder. Yes, sir.
Okay. And I put something else there, too. Is there another part of your title?
Just midfielder.
Midfielder. All right, yeah. Midfielder. And excuse me for not knowing all this. Midfielder, is that offense or defense?
It's both.
Both, okay. Yes, you're very, very versatile.
Yes, sir.
Mobile and hostile, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, George, a back. Is that like a defensive back?
I play left back, but I usually play center back.
Okay. Now, what is that defense?
Yes.
Okay. Let me tell you, I don't care what sport it is, guys. It seems like there's an old saying, defense wins games, right? If the other team don't score or has a trouble scoring, then you got a lot better chance of winning.
Yes.
Jeffrey, what got you into playing soccer, and do you participate in any other sports?
My parents, really, I started like as young as they could start playing at the Y, and after I got here, I started with Miss Champion.
Well, what was the allurement for you of soccer over another sport?
Just the fast-paced game.
You got to be real physical in shape, right?
Yeah, in shape.
Okay.
I had good coaches when I was little. They, they just kept me focused in the game, and I fell in love with it.
And Sante, do you participate in any other sports or just soccer?
Just soccer.
What turned you on to it?
Growing up, just watching soccer and TV, and just the love for the game is just amazing.
Oh, okay. And George, how about you?
I actually started playing when I was 14 when I got to high school. I saw a soccer team and my friends, and I wanted to join.
Oh, okay. So what was it about that game that made you want to choose that over another sport?
Oh, well, in middle school, I wanted to play football, and I did go to tryouts and everything, but it was just too heavy, the equipment and everything, so I quit it. And when I got to high school, I just saw soccer, and I got interested in it.
Okay. Well, I know one thing, and I'll agree with the coach and what you guys say. You got to be physically fit in order to play the sport, much less be really good at it. All right, now, guys, I know two things about you. One, you're good at good students, because if you don't qualify in the classroom, no soccer, right? Yeah. And you're good soccer players. Now, with all that studying and all that practicing and playing, what does Jeffrey do to unwind and get away from those pressures?
Man, go out with friends, movies, sometimes play the game with these guys.
But sometimes, though, like you say, you got to get away from the pressures of the books and then the competition. And Asante, how about you?
Oh, I always just go play pickup soccer with my friends.
Really?
Yeah, and just get home, eat, shower, and play video games.
Yeah, well, the main thing, like you said, you got to stay focused, and one of the best ways to do it is play it more instead of less. You got to have that rest, too. How about you, George?
Spend time with my friends, family, go out, eat, watch a movie, relax.
Now, I asked the young ladies that I had on before, I'm going to ask you guys, or y'all have any superstitions as to things you think you ought to do or shouldn't do in order to be your best or whatever? Are there things that you feel like, if I do this, I'm going to play better? We'll start with you, Jeffrey.
I mean, I don't really have any special things I do. I don't have any superstitions.
You just one mean soccer player, right?
Just come on.
And how about you, Santi?
Well, to keep me playing, it's just got to stay fit and just, I don't know.
Well, you can't ever let down, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know. George, how about you?
Only thing, I just don't eat before a game because I feel like I'm going to play bad.
Right. Okay. Well, that sort of makes sense. But all that moving around you want to do, you don't want to feel like you're too heavy or, you know, you get a bloated feeling wherever we eat too much every once in a while. Well, all you guys are seniors. Off to college next year, you know, where are you going?
Undecided.
Right. That's a good university. I've heard a lot about that one. Going to play soccer if you get a chance?
I'm trying to. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And how about you?
Close to signing with UAB.
Oh, okay. Well, that's terrific. Now, if you don't make it as a professional soccer player down the road, what do you think you might like to do in life?
I haven't decided on that yet, but I will along the way.
Okay. Well, that's something we don't have to worry about tomorrow, do we?
Yes, sir.
And how about you, George?
I'm undecided as well.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, one of these days, undecided, you might end up being a soccer coach. You never know it, right? All right, guys, listen, you got this upcoming season. What do you think that your chances are of having an outstanding team this year?
I think we have an outstanding team. We've been putting in work. I feel like we can make it to the championship, for real.
Yeah, really? Sante, do you have that much confidence in this team? You got a lot of experience, I imagine.
I do.
Okay. All right. And George, you're going to try to win a championship?
Yes, that's my point. That's our goal.
Well, that's whatever athlete's goal is, I think. Guys, the last question, I've enjoyed talking with you a few minutes. The last question I got, to this point in your young lives, who's been the most inspirational person or persons?
Definitely my parents. They've been with me through everything. They always at the games. Everything I do, they, you know, help me with. So, yeah, just
that's good.
For me, it's my family, coaches, managers that supported me along the way.
Just everybody working for that single goal, right?
Yes, sir.
And for me, it's been my parents. They've always been for me there. They always go to my games, and they're always caring for me.
Well, I tell you what, guys, all of your seniors, the best way to end it, as the old saying goes, somebody's got to win that boys' soccer championship. Might as well be McAdoo, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world, okay?
Thank you.
And, folks, we've had another great show, great guests, great athletes, and we'll do it again next week. But to then, You know what the snapper always says, bicycle.